Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
San Diego Union Tribune and Sign On WS Radio presents San Diego's Finest Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everybody. Radio Jack Warren. Radio Jack Warren? Wait, is that right? It's Radio Jack Warren? Okay, I guess I can go back. I wear the hat that says Radio Jack, so, but my last name is Warren, so we'll go with Radio Jack Warren. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to San Diego's Finest. We're here with another exciting interview this week. We want to emphasize how important it is to take care of our charitable organizations, and we have one, a nonprofit organization that I think is just outstanding. It's called Find Families in Mexico, and I have with me the president. I'm assuming, Richard, you're the president, the founder. Okay, maybe that's better. The founder of this organization, Richard Villasana. And Richard, tell us a little bit about foster care in California and San Diego.
Well, foster care in San Diego and in California, let me give you some numbers here. First off, there are 50,000 children in the foster care system in California.
50,000?
50,000.
Wow.
Now, bring it a little closer to home here in San Diego. There are almost 4,000 children in foster care. And here's something to point out. Why would this matter to anybody? This matters because these are children who do not have a strong family unit. They're going to grow up and have terrible things happen to them. But what we focus on is building families. Strong families, strong ties. This is good for the community. And also, by doing this, we allow the local community to also be fiscally responsible and to use their tax dollars more wisely on programs that will work, and at the same time, being able to help families and help these children have that permanency.
What a fantastic way to help kids. How on earth did you get started working helping these children?
Well, this is over 20 years ago that I was doing business in Mexico, and I started getting asked questions on how to locate people, relatives, an uncle, an aunt. And then what happened is that I took that expertise that I had developed in doing this and brought that to the U.S. What many people don't realize is there are 84,000 children in this country. Most of them are U.S. citizens. They have a parent that was a U.S. citizen, but they have some kind of connection to Mexico. That would include me. My grandfather was originally from Mexico. So we have all these children who are with families, but through no cause of their own, they end up going into foster care. And so this was brought to my attention years ago, and for over 20 years, we've been focusing and working on getting these children, again, back with relatives out of the foster care system.
And that's really where they want to be. They don't want to be in the foster care system. Tell me a little bit about the foster care system, and what are some of the worst problems for foster children?
Well, you said it. Nobody wants to be in foster care. It was never intended to be a long-term solution for children that are separated from their parents. And when these children go into foster care, they can suffer abuse, physical, sexual abuse. Many times these children are moved. There was a case where a child was moved 45 times in their time in foster care. Now think about that. They're at a home one day. They come home from school. Their clothes are outside in a garbage bag, and now they're moving. Then 6 months later, they move again. This kid has no chance of having any kind of an education, mm-hmm. and this happens to many foster kids. So lack of education, physical abuse, a lack of parental care. They don't have a father figure. They don't have a mother figure. So all these things that we take for granted, these children are lacking.
Yeah, and so your organization is going to provide some sort of solutions to these kinds of problems, correct?
Absolutely. Over 20 years, our focus has been reuniting families. And just to explain how this works, when children come into foster care, the local agencies have 30 days by law to go and look for their relatives. And generally, in the U.S., they do a great job. But there are certainly cases where they can't find someone. I'll give you a quick story. Veronica, 15 years old. She's living with her father. Great life. She's thinking about senior high, going out on the weekends. Her father gets busted for dealing drugs. He's in prison for 10 years. She goes into foster care. Now, her chances of getting adopted in the next 3 years, less than 1%. So she's going to be in foster care until she turns 18. 18 years old, this is her future. The probability she's going to get pregnant by 19, half of all female foster kids get pregnant by 19. She'll end up in jail. She could end up homeless, on drugs, raped. These are all real scenarios that could happen to Veronica. So they brought her case to my organization because they knew that she had a mother who had moved to Mexico. And we went and we tracked down her mother. And in 4 weeks, this is fast, in 4 weeks we were able to find her mother and have her reunited. But I'll tell you this, it gets even a little better because when they talked to her mother, she told them about aunts that were living in the U.S. who are U.S. citizens. So guess where Veronica's going? She's going to live with the aunts in, here in Pasadena.
Nice, nice. And Veronica is probably one of many stories out there. You use that as a case example?
Yes, I do, because it highlights what can happen to these children. But we handle cases where we did one recently. There was a 5-year-old, there was a 10-year-old, and a 12-year-old. These were all sisters, and they were in foster care. And they were looking for someone, to a relative, so that they could get out of foster care. And again, when people hear Mexico, they're thinking that we're trying to send people to Mexico.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is all the problems with immigration and legalities and that kind of thing.
That's something that is certainly a concern, but in our history, we have never worked a case where that happened. Because again, most of these children are U.S. citizens, and one of their relatives, their parent, is a U.S. citizen. So, and as in Veronica's case, oftentimes we'll find another relative in the U.S., and that makes logical sense.
Mm-hmm.
Putting them with a relative that's here,
sure,
in this country, they speak English.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and if you put them together with their family, they have a better chance of growing up normal. They're going to have the love of the family, and they're going to have somebody who cares about them other than a foster parent. Correct?
That's a great point, because when these children are with their own family, studies have shown that they're happier, they're healthier, they'll do better in school, they'll graduate, and that's a huge problem for foster children. Most don't graduate.
Really?
Yes. 80% will not graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're with a family member, they will graduate. They'll go on to college. They are better at holding down jobs, getting a job. So they are just better, well-rounded people. And as I said at the beginning, this is all about building families, mm-hmm, building strong ties, solid young people who are able to go out there and have a successful, productive life and a happier life.
Sure. And as U.S. citizens, you know, they deserve all the help that we can give them here in America. And the thing is that when they're with their families are going to help them. They're going to help them walk the straight and narrow. They're, you know, I would imagine foster parents don't have strict rules. They probably let the kids kind of do. They're looking at them more as a meal ticket. Am I wrong?
Not necessarily.
Not all of them.
No, not all of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But no, you're right. There are many people that are in foster care strictly for the money. And so the children don't get the love they need. They don't have someone who's helping them with their homework.
Mm-hmm.
These are children that don't get 3 meals a day. These are,
wow,
children who don't have anyone helping them with their education. So, again, when they are forced out of the foster care system, they really don't have the tools and the knowledge to survive, and they don't.
So tell me, how can we support your organization, and tell me how to reach you?
Well, presently we're doing an Indiegogo campaign to raise funds for 2015 to take on more foster children cases, because all the work that we do is free to the foster care agencies. So people can find us at fosterkidsforeverhomes.org, O-R-G. And if they go there, they'll go to our campaign, and they can contribute. And people think that they have to contribute a lot. Look, we're looking at $2, $5. Splurge, make it $10. Now, why would you want to do this? Again, that money goes directly into helping a foster child be reunited with their relatives, gets them out of foster care, gets them into a loving, caring home environment so they will have a healthier, happier life, and at the same time will save communities thousands and thousands of dollars in services that are not working right now.
Yeah. And let's do the website one more time. Now, I know that sort of a cliche statement, forever home. So go ahead and give us the website again.
It's fosterkidsforeverhomes.org.
Forever homes, plural.
Homes, plural. And that simply is a term.
.org.
To mean a real home. And that's what these children are looking for Christmas. So for those people out there who want to do something special, to give not only to someone else, to a child, and also to help their community, this is one of the easiest, best ways to do it because we're very successful.
Yeah. And I want you to give the website one more time.
Fosterkidsforeverhomes.org.
Okay, folks, you heard it. Let's get on that website and let's make a donation today. And you know it's all about giving. That's what Christmas is all about. Thanks for being on the show today, Richard. And we'll look forward to having you back.
Thank you so much, Jack.
You bet. You've been listening to San Diego's Finest Business right here on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Hey, do you want a great price on a new or used car? Hi, this is professional racing driver Don Swanson, and I know a thing or two about cars. I'm talking about Military Auto Center, San Diego's original and only automotive warehouse where low overhead means low prices on your next vehicle. From Mustangs to BMWs, pickup trucks to SUVs, and everything in between, you'll find it at Military Auto Center. They sell, they buy, they consign, they can locate vehicles for you, and they also have financing, insurance, and DMV services on site. Stop by and experience a friendly and casual way to discuss your car needs. They're located conveniently at 9323 Activity Road. Call them at 858-831-7887 or check them out online at www.militaryautocenter.com. We'll see you there.
This is Bill Gruber with BizVid Communications, a Southern California video production leader. We've been honored to sponsor, produce, write, and host many of the fine programs on WS Radio over the years. So we understand how important the internet and your website exposure are. As video producers, we know the tricks and secrets to incorporate video to increase your search engine optimization and business success. Visit BizVidCommunications.com to see what we can do for you. BizVidCommunications.com.
Which sandwich is healthy and tasty? Which sandwich can come on bread or in a bowl? Which sandwich comes 51 different ways so it's always your way? A which sandwich? Stop into our shop in Hazard Center. We're upstairs from the Hazard Center Digiplex. Bring in your movie ticket. We will add a free drink and chips to your sandwich order. Or order online at whichwich.com and we will have it ready and waiting. WHICHWICH. Whichwich.com.
You may have heard me brag about Progressive Medical Center and just how much they've helped me with my health. And Dr. Goley, one thing that you have helped so many people with is migraines.
Unfortunately, there are millions and millions of Americans who are suffering with migraines and headaches, and they're debilitating because it affects the quality of their life and they cannot function properly. At Progressive, we get to the root cause because we understand that migraines could be caused by nutritional deficiencies, hormonal imbalances, believe it or not, delayed food sensitivities. And once we determine what the real reason is, we put a plan of action together with medication that we get them off slowly, and we put them on an all-natural approach, and the results are amazing.
Incredible. I mean, there's so many people that can say they don't live their lives with migraines anymore thanks to Progressive Medical Center.
And that's what's exciting and rewarding to us as physicians, because we help our patients take control of their health, and that's why they're living well.
Why don't you get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today? Don't live in pain. Don't have migraines anymore. Just go to their website, progressivemedicalcenter.com. This is your life.
live it well.